Dude, laser tag was freaking bad to the bone, dude. I had one gun and one little laser thing. That sucked because I expected my other friends to get that so that we could all play. And I ended up with one gun and my own, so I could only put the thing out there and shoot at it.
Strap it to your dog.
I was like me and my friend when we were little. We had one walkie-talkie. It was like, "Hey, where are you?" And then I handed it to him. And he's like, "I'm standing right next to you." And then I handed it back. And then, like, "All right, well, what do you want to do now?"
Right. So anyway, I was reading an article today about blood. Well, reading's for rich people.
Oh, okay.
A small village in Russia had blood rain, and they were like all freaking out, like it was the end of times and stuff.
End of days.
Yeah. And it turns out it was this copper and I'm gonna say zinc plant or something like that.
Oh, zinc plants are wonderful.
Something. It was something like that. And it was like they were cleaning something out and it went out and the rain caught it and it was just like dropping red rain on everything.
That is so freaky, dude. I just looked it up and there's other places like Italy, Spain, and all sorts of places that had this occur.
Not purple rain. Red
rain. Holy smoke. So what is it again? The copper from a factory?
The copper or something. I was just reading it here just a little bit ago before I got on. It's copper and something else.
Well, while you were reading that, I finally watched the other night the movie that I had not watched, which was the one. What was that guy from The Mummy, the new Mummy series?
Tom Cruise?
No, dude. From the new Mummy. I was about to say Mommy.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
He was the new? First.
That is, if that is new, that, wow. Okay. Oh,
for me.
Eloy is like those countries that are just now like
Eloy. Take it.
They're like
take
20 it. Years behind in pop culture stuff.
I'm gonna look it up right now. What year would you guess that movie came out?
Dude,
they rebooted it with Tom Cruise? Did they not? And it failed.
No, I think the one with Tom Cruise was like was a different mummy thing, wasn't it? Like it was part of that dark universe or whatever.
Yeah, but you guys are always like, you know, splitting hairs about my actual focus wasn't on the mummy. It was on his movie, that Journey to the Center of the Earth or whatever.
That's right. Still old.
Eloy, I just want to throw out there. When that movie came out, I was in,
you were like 10.
I was in high school.
No way, dude.
Still had hair. Yeah, dude. Full head hair. As a matter of fact, at that point,
that movie for me came out like just maybe a year or two ago in my mind. Seriously, I'm not even joking. To me, that's like a new event.
So, like when you watch The Matrix, is that all like that CGI and stuff hold up to you right now?
Oh yeah. Well,
that's there's new releases.
Well, no, there's, remember the part where he folds. Man, you guys took me away from what I wanted to say, but whatever. you know that part where he folds back. And the bullets are coming. You could kind of see that it's a little bit CGI-ish.
Or the one where he like is like knocking all of the people out, and they're just like flying everywhere.
That's
super bad.
But I still like the movie because it's so cool. You know, like the whole idea of the movie, I like it.
Yeah, and when people would get like in fights or throw around, there was like that ragdoll effect. They couldn't quite figure out, like, I don't want to say limp because all of a sudden that's going to start the innuendo train, but you know what I mean? It just doesn't, they don't look right.
They just dangle there.
Kind of like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. But what I wanted to actually mention was that in that movie, they go and journey to the center of the earth.
Isn't that a book?
Yes. And I thought it was really cool because I remember that as a kid. Do you guys remember like 3,000 leagues or 5,000, 10,000? I don't know how many leagues under the sea.
Yes. Great movie.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, even the retro-ish, you know.
Oh, it's got a great, great look to it. If you're into steampunk stuff.
Yeah.
That's definitely a movie to watch just for the visuals and the way things are set up.
But one of you guys mentioned that inner earth thing one time.
Probably you.
That was Rory.
It could have been Rory, yeah. And I saw that movie, dude, and it was just totally cool. Imagine if there is a pathway into the Earth and there's actual, like, you know, living creatures in there, like a whole ecosphere.
Yeah. Right. I remember I used to watch a show about that when I was little. It was called Fraggle Rock.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to say Land of the Lost.
That was good.
I was all about Fraggle Rock.
The Doozers? Was it the Doozers?
The Doozers, yeah. The Doozers were just, you know, they were hard at it all the time, ready to go.
You know what I really didn't like? I really hated Alf. I did not like that show.
Really? You hate Alf?
I don't know. I didn't like Alf when that came out. It was like, you know, when that came out, it was kind of more or less around the time of I liked Married with Children, but not the Alf stuff.
Probably your age at the time. I don't remember it, but I remember loving the Alf.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was at the age where I just liked the leg thing. So it'd be like, this is what we watch on Tuesday nights, right, Mom? It's my favorite show on Tuesday nights. Okay.
I just want to say something to Bales. Change. Now it's time for change. God,
horrible.
Nothing stays the same.
Are you serenading him? I didn't know. Ladies and gentlemen, clear the floor for a couple's dance.
It's terrible. I heard Without You yesterday.
Oh, dude,
Nation.
That's awesome.
No, it sucks.
Without you, there's no change.
This is scratch karaoke night.
Did they use change in every song? Did they use the word change in every song of that album?
I bet you, Eloy, if you took their lyric sheets and ran them through some AI, this is a formula. Pick up real quick, same letters. They just change this word every time. I could see it.
What were you even singing?
That's Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood album. Their top hits from that album.
From the year 1989. Thank you. That was before I started remembering things.
I did see a thing where this was last night. I ended up on this YouTube channel, and it's all about alien encounters and stuff. And they interview people that have had experiences. A guy says that he was part of a 1980s experiment. The guy's like Ukrainian or something, and they took his ass to the future.
They took his ass?
Yeah. Like to 2239 or 20, I don't know what number. But he's sitting at a park present day, and his face, what they did was that they blotted, you know, the pixelated face, and the voice, they drop it. He's like, and I have to come clean right now because this is something that's been weighing on my mind. And he says, and I managed to capture footage with my cell phone. And at the end of the clip, it's like, you know, this long thing at the end, he shows his cell phone, and you see this little backdrop with like these little saucers flying around and stuff, and you can tell it's like from Pixabay or something, like a video footage. And this website has like 500,000 subscribers, and every other there was this huge fat dude saying that he flew flying saucers for a living at Area 51 and all that. I stopped at that. I saw two of them and I stopped, but it's hilarious, dude.
So you don't think fat people can fly flying saucers? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, exactly. Well,
are you implying that I'm not qualified, Eloy?
That brings up a question I've had before. How comes aliens are never depicted as fat? Like, anytime you see pictures of aliens, that other race of people, all one waistline. It must be so much easier to buy pants if you're an alien.
When dude, you're so right.
Every depiction of an alien, there's never like one with a beard or like, oh yeah, he, you know. You know how humans lose their hair? Oh, yeah, Fred doesn't have ears. You know, his ears fell off like it does to aliens when you get this old. You know, whatever. No gray one, like facial hair. Oh, he turned white. What are you going to do?
That's totally true, dude.
What if you just completely 180'd somebody that believed in aliens with that comment about pants?
How's your mind blown?
Like, I never really thought about the pants situation.
Yeah, what, you know. What do you buy when you go to Alien Kmart? What kind of Wranglers do you buy?
Oh, no Wranglers in your closet?
No. Wranglers were the cheap jeans when I grew up. You got teased.
So what, Levi?
Yeah, you had to have Levi's.
Bales, is every pair of pants you have the same, Bales? Like the same, same?
Currently, pretty much, yeah. Dickies, black Dickies, carpenter jeans.
Okay, I can dig that.
Yep.
With extra pockets, the pocketed ones?
It just it takes the stress out of picking what to wear every day.
I'm totally down with that, dude.
That's actually, and I don't want to put you in good company, Bales, but they say that intellectual types, that's why you see like Steve Jobs, or I think Zuckerberg is also guilty of this, rather. They just wear the same thing every day because it's just one less decision they have to make. And it's just another thing you can take off your plate.
Plus, all the cartoon characters do it.
Aliens, too.
Yeah.
They just don't wear pants.
You don't know that. You simply don't know that. Have you seen their pants?
No, because they never have them on.
Yeah, and there's no sexual organs. It's just like a flat
what
thing.
What if that's their pants?
They don't bang, dude.
What do you know about this? What if that's like an exoskeleton and they're just wearing
exoskeleton?
Yeah.
Exoskeleton? Did you just say exoskeleton?
Yeah. Escahedo.
Did you just say escoskeleton?
Escoskeleton.
No, say it the proper way. I want to hear if you say it the proper way.
Did I slur over it?
Dude, you're slurring over it now. I want to hear the actual way to say it.
Escoskeleton. I believe you just found a word I can't say. Exoskeleton. There we go.
Yes. Hey. Yes. That was good.
Yeah, Esco. I did it again.
Hey, we all drop the ball in the English language every now and again.
Oh, no. I do it all the time.
That's going to become a meme.
I suck at English.
That's going to become a meme for this next episode. It's perfect. We just had our first good moment.
Well, that begs the question, then. Do you guys have words that you can't pronounce?
Snuffleupagus.
Awesome. Exoskeleton. Now I got it.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah, I forgot that you have to pronounce it like an X.
And you said what? Exoskeleton.
Esco. Esco.
Esco.
And Esco. I think I was looking at you. Like I think it was Esco Hato.
Like Escargo.
Esco Hato.
Man, that was good.
Yeah.
For the longest time, Amy couldn't say asparagus. She would call it spagaris.
Spagaris?
Yeah.
That's way off.
Yeah.
That's not even, she didn't even try.
I'm going to look for, while you guys are doing your thing, for hard to pronounce words.
Okay, well, while that's going on, I have a topic that me and Eloy brought up earlier in the week, and we stopped, and I wrote it on the whiteboard to be brought up podcast time, so this is the perfect time for it. I will phrase the question to Ryan and Bales. If you were to go into a pack of candy, and there was a green candy in there, what flavor do you think it would be, and what flavor should it be?
Man. What flavor?
Because I feel like this is an 80s, 90s thing.
Because when we were kids, it would be lime, but now it's probably green apple.
Correct. That's exactly my point.
Because Skittles even changed.
And it's terrible. What a travesty against the world. I'm team lime, by the way.
Yes. Really?
Oh, totally. Well, it falls in with my old man.
Green apple's disgusting.
Correct answer again. You guys are on fire tonight.
I don't know. I kind of like green apple blow pops.
Ew.
Uh-huh.
Ew. Green apple is disgusting.
I don't think there's a problem with it.
It all started with the green apple Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, I'm a gross.
There's no problem. Dude, there's no difference. What did you say? We were talking...
Well, there's clearly a difference between lime and green apple.
Oh, there's a big difference between lime and green apple. But prior, because yeah, I think that Doc was good. Saying, what were you saying, Doc? That prior,
I was saying Bales brought up my point to a T that Skittles used to be good and have the green ones were lime. And I recently bought a pack because I used to like Skittles and it was green apple. And not only were the green apple ones funny, but if you were like the kind of guy like I was that would like take four or five Skittles and throw them in your mouth, it messed up the overall like conglomerate or congealing of flavors in your mouth with that green apple. It threw everything off.
Whoa. You mix your flavor palette of Skittles?
Sometimes.
You eat them individually?
I do both. It's all about personal preference at the time.
I don't eat like one Skittle at a time.
But you'll eat four purple ones?
Yes.
Oh. No, see, I used to do that.
You pick them so that you get the same ones and then you eat? I just grab the damn bunch and then just pop them and do it, man.
I don't even touch them. I just tear the corner off the bag and...
Yeah, just them out. Just right in there.
I wish everyone could have seen the video feed you just did.
Yeah, I'm... I like to be underneath.
That's good. That's going to be a meme.
Oh, man.
Got to be where the dangle is.
Oh. Okay, everybody, how do you say thistle?
Thistle. Thistle. Exoskeleton.
He's practicing it.
I am.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah, that was bad, but I...
These are all easy to freaking pronounce, dude. They say these are very difficult. Thistle is number one. Then they say crisps.
It might be like hard for Mike Tyson to say thistle.
Should. I mean, everybody
should.
Should.
This is compelling audio, by the way.
Would.
But anyway, I open all my candies and sort them by color / flavor.
Right on the cafeteria table. I used to know those kids.
No. That could
Can
be
you
dirty.
Say deterioration?
So you hand sort them?
Sort them like a guy at the pharmacy, you know, like pushing them.
On top of what?
You know, like a something that's not a community table.
Oh, all right. So your math book?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I still knew that kid.
Dude, those aren't hard at all.
I used to separate at some points, but I find as I get older, I try the flavor combinations.
So are you the kind of person that can't let your different food groups touch on your plate?
I prefer them not to, right?
I'd like to give a shout out to my pop right now. My dad, when he goes to the buffet, it's a thing of beauty. I'll have to take him out and get a picture for everybody. He actually layers his meal backward.
What?
Yeah, so he would go to the buffet and he would get like a steak and some mashed potatoes. And then he would go and be like, all right, I want some like some macaroni salad. So he'd put that on top. And then on top of that, he would put and then some salad on top of that. And then he would have a salad. And then he would have his macaroni salad. And then his steak and baked potato would be at the bottom.
Just old school not caring at all.
The last time.
But he's not eating it like a pie. He's like a culinary archaeologist. He's eating one layer at a time.
He's like a big trash can.
So my dad is eating it like a pot.
My father eats like a goat.
Oh.
The last time he had to go fill out some paperwork with my brother for whatever, I don't know. And he was talking the whole week that he wanted to go to the buffet. Whatever, Golden Corral, maybe. Oh. You know, whatever one they advertised on the television there. So my youngest brother took him there. So later on that night, we were texting, and I was like, how was the old man at the buffet there?
Buffet? Like,
yeah. He's like, oh, you would not believe the stunt that he pulled. He's like, first of all, we went in there, and it was packed. I was like, oh, all right. He's like, so there's the old man. He's like, and he's just trying to find a spot where he can get in. He's like, he looked like, you know, late night at a club where you're just trying to get to the bar to get one more drink. He's like, and he's just trying to butt in anywhere. He's like, so finally I lose track of him. He's like, I'm not even getting up. I'm waiting for some people to sit down. He's like, comes, sits down. He's like, and on the plate in front of him was stewed prunes and tacos. That's what was on the plate. And he goes, Dad, what is that? He's like, it's all I could get at. And he sat down and he ate the whole plate. And then he went back and started.
Has the toilet paper ever, when you're in the toilet, busted through and you got your finger dirty?
What?
Compelling. Be honest. Be honest right now.
No.
Nope.
I don't believe so.
Like, oh, Bale said yes.
I said nope.
No, you said yeah. You were stalling. No,
but I'm just wondering if Doc really calls it a buffet.
No, it's a buffet.
Okay.
But you know, we mispronounce words on purpose.
Ryan?
What?
Toilet paper busting through.
No, I'm sure it's happened.
Thank you. See, that gentleman is what I call honesty.
I like framed it in my mind to remember it, but
what if I blocked out those memories, Eloy? Am I lying if I've forgotten that on purpose?
Because you're
what
you're,
if my what if my subconscious has forgotten that on purpose?
I think you have the picture of that busted out toilet paper and your fist running right through it.
No,
fist.
First of all,
his fist.
My how whole do you fist.
Like, boy? Do you just like wrap it around your fist and just go full bore in, punch your ass over and over.
Remember Mike Tyson's punch out where you would hit the start button and he would go for the big swing. That's how I go about it. Do 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 do.
Hey, you know what? That's a good segue. Did you all have Nintendo 64s?
No,
64?
Regular Nintendo.
Oh wait, original. What was the NES? I'm sorry.
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, the NES.
So you called it a NES. We called it an NES.
Me too. NES.
NES.
Well, whatever.
That's because
no. I was just wondering. Did you guys call it NES?
No, I don't even remember. I'm just trying to.
No, when we were kids, it was just Nintendo.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, it was just video games for a while because there wasn't much else going on.
For the longest time, it was just, hey, let's go play Mario.
You had Atari, Coleco, and Nintendo.
In television.
But you all had the... Oh, yeah, in television. I had that one, too. But did you guys all have the NES?
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna have, Brails, did you have the NES?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there going to be more to this topic, or?
Oh, of course.
I'm kind of interested now.
Well, if so, here's the thing. I got mine for Christmas. My folks purchased the NES, and it came with Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. Was that the case for you guys?
Same game. Yep.
Were you guys desperate for that gyroscope one that didn't come with it? It came with like the more expensive package.
The gyroscope.
Remember? Yeah, what's this you're talking about?
The robot? The stupid robot?
Yeah.
What?
I never
it had was it. A little well, Bales, explain what it did, because you're old.
I don't remember what it did. I never had it. I didn't have the gun either.
You never had the gun?
No. And dude, I wanted the power glove. I never had that either.
Oh, the power glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
remember that.
Did you guys ever have laser tag?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. No, Doc?
No.
Dude, laser tag was freaking bad to the bone, dude. I had one gun and one little laser thing. That sucked because I expected my other friends to get that so that we could all play. And I ended up with one gun and my own, so I could only put the thing out there and shoot at it.
Strap it to your dog.
I was like, me and my friend, when we were little, we had one walkie-talkie. It was like, hey, where are you? And then I handed it to him. And he's like, I'm standing right next to you. And then I handed it back. Like, all right, well, what do you want to do now?
Poor, sad little Eloy wanting to play laser tag with his friend. Oh, you guys got this one? Man. Yeah,
I imagine Vigo there is just a puppy in wearing the laser tag target. Run, Vigo. Two, two, two. You're dead.
It's Eloy shooting himself in the mirror.
But that was an awesome. Oh, yeah, you could do that too. Because obviously the light, you could put that in then next to the mirror and sort of aim at it. And dude, what a bad to the bone for the time game. That was a lot of fun.
You know, Eloy, I still have my laser tag gun and target in a box at my parents' house.
No way, dude.
But my brother didn't keep his, so I would be a 43-year-old version of you right now playing.
Oh, that would be the greatest Halloween costume ever. Just running through the neighborhood like you're playing laser tag against nobody. Run in, jump into the bushes, pop up.
Oh, man.
You know how much that gun costs?
$7,000.
Let me guess. Let me see what you find. A real one? Vintage?
They still have laser tag facilities, right?
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah.
Holy crap. If you have the box, the original box with the gun and the thing, $485, man.
I don't have a damn box.
You don't have the box?
I played with the thing. I don't have the box.
Well, without the box...
$270.
Actually, you know what? It goes down. There's another guy on eBay that sells it for 35 bucks.
Are we doing the Price is Right rules? Is it actually closest to the retail value without going over?
No, that other guy was exaggerating, but there's this one guy that sells the whole kit with the strap and all that and the gun for 35 bucks. Get it by Wednesday. Oh. Used condition. This kit appears to be complete. All the items are in pretty good condition. So, $35.
If you buy that, maybe we can play.
Yeah, dude.
I wonder if you could you play through the FaceTime?
No, I don't think it works that way.
I want to say that I've never played laser tag.
It's fun, dude.
Me and my friends probably just had a ball, and it was like you got hit with the ball.
No, dude.
Yeah, you played analog laser tag.
Analog laser tag. You're it. You got hit with the ball. Cool.
You'd strap on the little sensor on your chest. You'd shut every light off in the person's house or basement, and you would just free for all.
Okay, but check this out. It appeared on the market in 1986. So
I was 11.
Yeah, so was I.
I was 2.
Wait, you were lost.
What was the year?
1986.
That's 5.
Yeah. So
getting it in.
So how much did I'm assuming no one here bought your own Nintendo when it came out?
Nope.
Does anybody know how much they were at that time when they came out?
Negative.
That's a good question. Let me see.
The game systems that come out now are freaking like I think they were
like $100. They weren't cheap because I remember the games were like 25, 50 bucks.
So what would that be in like 2018?
The basic set retailed at $89.99 with no game. The U.S. and in U.S. $99.99 bundle
was $100. That's when we got it, when it was $100 with Super Mario Brothers and the gun. That was like the third wave because the first wave kids had the orange gun.
You can actually buy it at GameStop for $59.99, dude, right now.
You should go do that and then lose weeks.
Is that the actual NES or is that just those emulator ones they have out now?
No, it says NES Classic Edition. Well, you know what? It says Classic Edition, so that might be
I have one of those little emulators they sell that looks like a little Nintendo.
That's probably what this is, yeah?
Yeah,
it's jam-packed with games.
It's only got like 30 on there. But
is it the good ones?
It's like all the second tier. All the Marios are accounted for, which is good. The one Ninja game is on there.
The actual system with GameStop, the actual system goes for
$89.99. Yeah. I love the emulator. You turn it on and it works.
No blowing required?
No, you don't have to tickle it with a feather to get it to work. I would really like to get a full blown emulator.
You don't get all the great games. You don't get like pro wrestling, which was awesome.
You don't get all the great games on what? The emulator?
Right.
Pro wrestling, was that the WWF? I forget the name. They had a few of them. There was one that was really cool.
No, it wasn't WWF. It was just pro wrestling. You could be Starman or this lizard guy.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was great.
Yeah. They had all the moves because you had combinations that you had to use to get the different types of moves.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Did they all have like a special?
Yep.
There was one guy throw tomahawks?
No.
Different game then.
Yeah, what? It's older than that.
Hmm.
Starman.
So what was your Starman? What was your favorite Nintendo game?
I played the shit out of Castlevania.
I was just gonna say Castlevania was mine. Nice.
Yeah, dude. I liked Metroid. I liked Kid Icarus. I liked the Castlevania one. I loved Zelda, Mario Brothers, all of them.
Yeah.
Commando. Was it Commando? Which one was the one where you dropped off from a helicopter?
Contra?
I like that one too. But there was one where you dropped off and you're looking overhead, looking down, and then the little guy, and then remember that one?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What was the double? Was it Double Dragon?
Dragon. That's on the emulator I have. So when I saddle up, I'll either play Double Dragon or one of the Marios. I'm a Mario 2 guy because it's just so damn weird.
Dude, but the feeling, dude, pure 80s awesomeness, the feeling of that coming out on the scene and being a kid at that time, at that age, and your friend, like, he had it first, and you, all the kids go over to that house, and you're like sitting there and looking at these graphics that were mind blowing, because you look, it just, at the time, it was so freaking, I didn't want anything other than Nintendo. I didn't want nothing, dude. I just wanted to be in that world like Mario was and enjoy the adventure, dude, all the freaking way. I loved it, dude, the feeling. What a feeling.
It's funny you say that because my house is, I don't know, half a mile from the house of my buddy's place, and that was the first place I ever played Nintendo. And every time I drive by the house, that's what I think. Every time I go by there, and it's just like when I want to get to the one side, one road to go out one way, like if I'm heading east,
yeah,
I'll cut through that development and I'll be like, yeah, I remember when I played Nintendo there. Like it's a conscious thought though I have every time.
Dude, it was a powerful feeling to.
I remember the first time I played Nintendo, and I remember the first time someone showed me internet. Both times it was like, wow.
What was the first thing you ever saw on the internet?
Boobs.
I don't remember. Oh yeah, that's true.
There was boobs on the internet back then.
That's what it was made for.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, silly me.
Yeah, boobs have been around for a long time.
I remember the first time I saw Windows 98. I think it was 98. Maybe it was 95. And
you saw Windows 98 in 95?
Shut up. No, I remember it was one of the two. My friend got Windows. His parents got it on their computer, and we used to play, what was the game? Doom or Duke Nukem? Wolfenstein. Maybe it was Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein, yeah.
But then they installed it, because that was played on DOS, wasn't it?
I don't Wolfenstein remember.
All those games were.
Yeah. And but they brought it up, and then they had like Netscape or whatever, and then we thought it was awesome because you could take a tour of the M&M's factory. Yeah.
Did you guys, did your folks ever purchase the Commodore 64 computer?
We had those at my school when I was a young buck. I remember screwing around with them, but we didn't have one at the house.
My dad bought one when it came out. I don't even know when it came out. I'll check now, but I remember him bringing that home. And as a kid at that time, frankly, all you're thinking at that time, I'm thinking about cartoons, and the Atari was out, I believe. I'm going to check now, but and dude, it was so freaking like, okay. He brought one of those little floppies, put it in. What was that?
5.5-inch floppy or 5.25.
I don't know. It was just like a little, and he popped it in, and he showed Dragon's Lair or that game that it's a cartoon, but you can just move it one frame at a time. And I thought that was the baddest freaking awesome thing ever, but you didn't have a joystick. It was like you had to use the keys. So I thought it was weird. I didn't get into computers until the freaking early 2000s, to be honest with you. How about you guys? When was your first computer that you bought?
When I was in high school, I saved up enough money. I bought myself a Packard Bell from Circuit City, maybe. It's probably, if you went to the cell phone store and bought the cheapest phone in there, took it out in the parking lot, ran it over with your car, it's probably about that fast.
The Commodore 64 was released August of 1982.
Yeah. My cousin had one, and I remember going over to her place and playing games on it. And I remember being such a pain. Everything was so slow. It was like, do you want to do this? Yes. Hit this button. Yes. Do this.
Yeah, we've come a long way, dude. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the case. My father's, the box it came in is sitting in the attic next door.
Why do you keep the box?
Well, I only go, when I go up there, it's to fumigate or some, for whatever electrical thing. Or roofing, and I see it, and I say, one day I'm going to bring that down. And then I figure, oh, it's doing good right where it's at. You know, it's not like I have space for it down here. So, but it's there waiting. And I'm sure that the box might be worth something.
I'm sure it is. People are lining up for cardboard.
I don't think you like that.
I don't know. I just come from a family that saves everything, like everything. So I'm just kind of like real cynical about like saving a lot of crap. It's like, oh, that'll probably be worth money. It's like, yeah, how much money? What are we talking here?
Well, there's old curtains up in the attic over here. I got to bring down and get rid of, because frankly, it's a piece of cloth, dude. It's been sitting in the attic. I got to do that at one point, but who wants to go up in the attic, dude? Freaking hate that.
Not now. That's more of like a Christmas time project.
Yeah, dude, that's freaking hell up there.
Yeah. Sure, it's wonderful this time of year.
What's on the eraser board?
All right, well, there's one more thing.
Before we go to the board,
oh,
I need to hear about these white trash burgers.
Doc titled them.
I did not title it that.
I called them redneck burgers, but someone
he else called them redneck trash burgers, and you called them white trash burgers, Ryan.
Oh, so I just went off of what you said.
Yeah, he said redneck, you said white trash. I was still calling them 50-50 burgers.
Well, that's what we call them now, thanks.
As soon as you said white trash burger, I was all over it, because I was like, yeah, that's what they would have in them.
What do you want to know about it, Bales?
I want to know the recipe. And I want to know the preparation.
It is.
Just hit me with it.
It's 50-50 beef, ground beef, and pork sausage.
Like Jimmy Dean pork sausage?
Right, straight from the meat locker. Hmm.
The sausage is Jimmy Dean.
And it gets mixed with 4 pounds. So it's 2 pounds of beef, 2 pounds of pork. A whole box of Cheez-Its turned into crumbs.
An entire box?
An entire box. Yep. And one egg per pound of meat.
Pinky fingers out. Show some class, kids.
So it's basically a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Meatloaf burgers, but like the most glorious meatloaf ever. I think you need to throw in like half a packet of Lipton cup of soup mix or Lipton onion soup mix and you'd be set.
And then you grill these, and do you hit them with some more cheese on top?
I don't.
Okay, so you're a hamburger guy.
Yeah, we had a get together here yesterday, and we made them, and everybody liked them.
Is there enough of the cheese in it to make it a cheeseburger?
No, not really. It surprisingly, it kind of spreads out through it, and you don't.
Oh, really. Well, this is going down this weekend. For sure, tomorrow on my way home.
What kind of cheeses are you going to use, Doc? The straight up original? Are you going to go like the jalapeno or the white?
No, I'll go straight ahead.
Okay.
I never deviate the first time into any recipe. When I'm ever making something for the first time, I try to go straight ahead. First, you have to master the truth, then you can start bending the facts.
What kind of bread is this going on, Ryan? Like Wonder Bread?
Nope, just a bun. It's a regular hamburger bun. I can't go. We didn't go full white trash. Doc said we should make a video of it for the scratched YouTube
channel. It needs to happen.
And I told Amy, and she's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
And I said we should, like, you know, those when you see those cooking videos?
Yeah.
Those real short things on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, overhand with the hands.
And at the end, they have it like on a plate garnished or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll sit like some stuff by it. So we put it on a plate and garnish it with some stupid white trash stuff and put a bottle of Boone's Farm right beside
Boone's
it.
Boone's Farm and a hearty bowl of chowder.
Right.
Yeah, enjoy with chowder and friends.
It pairs well with Boone's Farm.
And chowder. Yeah.
What would be the garnish?
I don't know.
For what?
A Marlboro Red.
You had me up until the cigarette.
It's a basic 100.
Oh, Pall Mall.
That's good.
Sounds delicious.
It was. We were just trying to think of something to bind it with so they wouldn't fall apart. We had box Cheez-Its. This is like 2 weeks ago. We're like, hey, that's pretty good.
What's the most traditional something that we, the other ones of us, would find different, strange, or not good meals that your families would prepare?
mushroom soup, and egg noodles.
Together. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I grew up on that. That was well, like I don't know how you guys grew up, but like our family always had like the poor meal. Like we were trying to like stretch the groceries a little bit.
It was usually a casserole.
Yeah.
Some sort. Yeah.
But my mom used to make mushroom soup and noodles. And I remember when me and Amy were first married, doing that struggling you do in the first few years. And that's what our meal would be mushroom soup and noodles.
I'd totally eat that.
I still love it. Amy hates it.
Well, how about you guys?
Well, for me, it's all kinds of weird stuff because I grew up like super duper uber Italian. Like people in the house speaking only Italian. So I ate all kinds of stuff. When my great grandfather was alive, they used to feed me tripe and stuff. I didn't know any better.
Oh, shoot, man. You were done wrong.
Whatever. I'm still alive to tell the tale.
No. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying that's one thing that I cannot, the little curvature of the.
The honeycombness. It's a texture issue for me. Because I've tried to, I have uncles that still eat it. So I'll go over there and they'll be there and I'll be like, I gotta try.
There's no way, dude. There's no freaking way. I mean, yeah, if we were like stranded on a desert island and there was tripe everywhere,
yeah,
we'd have to do that. But forget that, dude. Have you guys ever tried tripe?
Nope.
And you know what? Don't ever.
Okay. Another thing that I like a lot, my aunt makes, well, everyone makes it. It's I can't say it in Italian because everything is like real bastardized where I come from. So it's not even the same.
But imagine, in Italian, I'd like to hear it.
My mom calls it pizza ghibadon. But what it is like a almost like a stromboli, like a stuffed bread. And it's stuffed with potatoes, boiled potato cubes.
Yeah.
And like scrambled eggs.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. But we eat it cold.
Really? Whatever, I could do that.
You let it get to room temperature, and it's perfect.
Hmm.
Now, in that stuffed bread, there's a trifecta. You can get that one. Well, actually, there's four of them. Now I'm thinking about it. You can get that one. Broccoli and onion is very good as a stuffing. They do sausage and peppers, and then they do the one pizza galish, which is like anchovies. Yeah, you know what, Ryan? Growing up, I used to hate it, and my old man would always sit there, and he'd be the only one eating it. And I don't know, recently, I was like, hey, let me have a little piece of that. And I don't know if my taste buds have changed, that I've gotten a little older. Maybe I think I might start enjoying a nice butterscotch after dinner. But you know, it is true. Like, I had it. I was like, you know what? This isn't as bad as it used to be. He's like,
did the old folks do that, the butterscotch afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Werther's
original.
Pop out the Werther's, yeah.
Yeah, just sit there, take 15 minutes unwrapping it. My grandfather with his big arthritic fingers.
Dude, that's I grew up like watching that. I grew up watching that, dude.
Yeah, watching Pop unroll a Werther's while watching the wheel.
Yeah, dude.
With the bars on the TV, like two from the end, so loud.
On
the floor model TV.
My grandma was half Italian, and she had that habit, and she needed that.
Yeah, they need sweets right after they eat.
Yeah, dude, it was like.
Did she eat her salad at the end of the meal?
I don't remember about salads. I just remember the candy wrappers everywhere, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my great grandmother loved candy like that.
I still find wrappers when I'm digging out here. I still find those yellowish orange wrappers deep down in the ground, dude.
You've heard it here first, folks. Old people love the butterscotch candies.
So how about Bales? What's the weird that we would probably think is, whoa, that's kind of strange?
Corn soup, corn fritters, corn souffle. Dessert.
Corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
It was a lot of meatloaf.
That's good.
A lot of salmon loaf. Casseroles, like tuna casserole.
You had salmon loaf too?
Yeah.
I thought that was just my family.
No.
That's disgusting.
Goulash. A lot of goulash.
How the heck does that happen?
What?
The goulash.
You might call it something else. Chop suey, you might call it.
Yeah, my Chinese.
No. It has nothing to do with Chinese. Chop suey.
What do you call goulash?
I think goulash is a Midwestern term, is it not?
Beefaroni.
Well, I think we maybe have different definitions of what goulash is.
It's like a
goulash sounds like
tomato base with noodles. Well, like
yeah,
macaroni and hamburger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it sounded like to me? like freaking rubber rain boots blended in with the broth, and that's the goulash.
They call it, some people call it American chop suey.
Okay.
I've never heard it called that. You're talking about galoshes?
Because if you say,
yeah, like galoshes.
Goulash on the East Coast, everyone looks at you like you have three heads. They have no idea what you're talking about.
So, Doc, you're not privy to the goulash?
Isn't that beefaroni?
No. It's more like a soup.
No, with, we didn't have beefaroni or any of that. Italian.
You go over to the Salvation Army and they have all the soles of the shoes that fell off. Mm. You bring it home, you dip them into the pot and let it, like, you know, melt in there, and then they throw in a couple of potatoes, of course some corn, a little bit of salt, the broth, and then they serve it and everybody's happy. Would you like some more of that goulash, Brian?
We ate spaghetti and meatballs 3 times a week. Cause like you said, we were trying to stretch it. My mom had three sons, and my dad, who, like I said before, ate like a goat.
There's nothing wrong with eating spaghetti 3 days a week.
We had stew. We had stew traditionally, because it's a very Spanish dish to, you know, very, very. So we'd have stew like almost with every meal. There was a stew, piping hot stew in the hot Florida sun.
What kind of stew, though?
Disco stew.
There were different types of stews. They had garbanzo beans stew. They had, what's that green stuff? The small beans.
Lima beans?
No.
Peas?
Yeah, the split pea soup as well. Lentils. All those kind of stews. It had to come with the meal. Always. And no matter how hot it was outside, you had to freaking, there was, and I loved it. To this day.
That's a Cuban thing, right?
Well,
or that's a family thing.
No, it's brought down from Spain, because over there the temperatures are cooler, and the Cubans kept freaking doing it regardless of the temperature change. And it's like, it doesn't match the weather, but man. Dude, and then they'd throw in chunks of ham in there, and oh, it was so delicious, dude. That stuff is good. I mean, really, really good. You can have your meal just with that.
It's funny you say that, because I kind of thought that must have been a thing, because sometimes I'll talk to you, and it'll be just dog days of summer, and it'll be like, oh, I just had the chili. I was like, how are you eating chili? It's 150 degrees outside. You told me 20 minutes before that you were just dying to death from the heat, and then, oh yeah, I had some chowder. What?
Maybe it's a chili gazpacho.
Oh, chili gazpacho.
Oh, that sounds good. No, it's actually just like a chili.
Your intestines must be a fortress.
No, dude, because you can take a fiber.
Eating beans all those years,
dude. That stuff cleans your stuff out, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was lined with crust.
What? It was a fortress.
A crusty fortress. You know, the old crusty fortress.
Oh, I'm sure you're cool and squeaky clean.
Oh, dude. You got to let it out, man. You got to let it all out.
Now, last week's conversation makes more sense about you just letting them blow out.
Yeah, it seems like
no choice.
Colon clean underwear, not so much.
Beans and Franks, beans and shrimp and beans.
Black coffee, and then bathroom time.
Oh, man, really good stuff. But I'll tell you what, there's a process where people, they go to a specialist, and they stick a pipe up your ass.
Oh, dude. Yeah, go ahead, because I've got a great
story. Pipe up your ass story?
Are you talking about colonoscopy, or something your neighbor does for like $10?
Nope, dude. There's another word I can't. Colonoscopy.
Yes, we got another one.
Colonoscopy.
So you're talking about like getting a colonic?
No, yeah. Say the
That's
word.
That's what I was thinking word. Of, a colonic.
Yeah. Say the word.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
But it's like, it's Javi's colonics, and it's in his back shed with a garden hose.
That's if you spell it wrong on the internet. You don't get the Java. You get the Javi.
Running two for one specials out of his shed.
It's on a route. It's not on a main road. It's on a route something.
Well, have you ever? Have you guys ever seen those infomercials?
Wait. Go back to the Caffe Clonic.
Yeah.
So it's exactly that. They stick a hose or a metal rod up your ass, and then they stick another. So they first they stick one metal rod up your ass, but don't think it's thick. See, if you guys are think of a small, thin, maybe like a quarter inch, right? Rod. By the way,
like a rod or like a hollow.
It's a pipe. It's a hollow pipe.
Okay. Gotcha.
So they stick a hollow pipe up your butt, and then they stick another thing up your butt. Or I think they stick two things up your butt. I don't know how many things they stick up your butt. And then they push water in with one, and then that stimulates your colon in order to want to make you poop. And then all of a sudden, the person poops, and the other thing sucks the poop out, and it's like a system of pushing brownies out. So basically... Basically, it's a whole thing that people do.
All right. So sometimes instead of water, they use coffee. The reason I know this is because a kid I work with, buddy of mine, he had some major, major stomach issues and was just trying anything to get it straightened out because it wasn't one of those things that, like, medically there was something wrong. So he went and had this procedure done to try to, get things started in the right direction or whatever. So he's telling us about this. The night guy is a Cuban fella, defected to the country, I think, years and years and years ago. Hell of a nice guy. But he moved right to the city, still speaks kind of like broken-y English, right? So we're telling him about this, right? And he's just shaking his head no. So my buddy takes his phone, YouTubes it, and hands it to him. I wish I would have filmed the reaction video of him watching it because I've never laughed so hard in my whole life. Old Philippe was there watching it. Holy shit, look at that. Oh, no, you can't do that. The whole time, I never laughed so hard. So every time someone says that, the coffee enema now.
Did it work for him?
Oh, yeah. He said it got the party started.
No way, dude. So yeah, there you go, Bales.
What's the coffee? What's the point in the coffee?
I think it's the same thing like when Eloy drinks it. I think the caffeine stimulates your bowels with caffeiney goodness.
Do you catch like a wicked caffeine buzz after you do it?
I couldn't.
Because don't people do that with like liquor or beer?
Yeah, some people do, yeah.
You don't want to stick that liquor up your butt.
Yeah, you can OD quick.
You do not want to do that.
I wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, butt chugging.
What if you stuff a white trash burger up your ass?
Wait a second. Hold on. Butt chugging? So that's a thing around your parts?
You've never seen people butt chugging like a handle of vodka up their butt?
Okay, hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
What?
Hold on. Hold one. You have a connection to that? Tell us. What's the story?
Oh, I saw it on the YouTubes.
Oh, great. How'd you end up? No, dude. Just
My butt burns just hearing that. Like my butthole burned a little bit when you were like vodka. I was like, I can't imagine.
Do you take that shot of whiskey and quiver after you take the shot? What happens when you
do? You put the little umbrella in the pooper right after you finish.
That sounds like going to the bathroom and then wiping with an alcohol swab right afterward. No, this does not sound fun.
Several years ago, kids were sticking like vodka saturated tampons up their butts.
It's called keistering.
I thought that was just how you smuggle drugs across
the border, right?
No. Alcohol.
AKA booty bumping.
Was this was this prior to the Tide Pod?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was about the time after I got out of high school.
People have been doing contrary to what people think nowadays, people have been doing dumb shit since forever. Yeah. It just so happens that this latest generation that, whatever, has a wicked bad rap because everyone's on the internet now. But they just had all their dumb shit documented. But
so
people have been doing dumb shit forever.
So they would take a tampon, dip it in alcohol, and stick it up their butt?
Saturate it in alcohol, yeah. Because your intestinal lining absorbs the alcohol way quicker.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got to burn.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not that bad. I mean, that's what I've heard.
It's, you get over it fast. The first time kills all the nerve endings. Anyway.
There's this thing. I don't know if you saw the infomercials, and on the internet you can see it. So there's this whole gimmick, because everything's a freaking gimmick, where they show a guy taking, or a guy or lady, whatever, like an infomercial, taking these supplements that make you that cleanse. They say it scrapes your intestines, and when you go to poop, an actual connected stream of wall connected crap is removed from your intestine. It looks like alien and they even call it, some people's results may vary, but some poop out alien like creatures. Like, it looks like, you know, and they go on YouTube and check that out. So there's a whole thing. Have you seen it?
No. Bales, get off the couch for a minute. Eli, why don't you have a seat on the couch for a minute?
Yeah.
You seem to talk about poop an awful lot. Why is that, buddy?
Because it scratches is sort of like this. I don't know. You guys make me think of poop.
I don't know. I mean, just every you really like to talk about scat. So I just thought that was like, I don't want to ask you if that's your thing, because I don't want you to tell me yes.
No, so, dude.
No, whatever. I'm just saying I can't handle if you're like, yeah, it's totally.
Here's the thing about poop. When humans, and it's such a non-talked about issue, that when there are many poop stories that never get shared out there, and they're super funny. So I think this is the perfect sort of situation to reveal poop stories, dude. Okay.
So you just think this is the proper outlet, and that's why you always bring it up.
Yeah, I don't have a fascination. It's not like right after the show, okay, guys, well, good night. Yeah, catch you next week. And then I go to my little poop laboratory.
Eli, just calm down. Just calm down and remember. Just calm down and remember. I'm not here to blame you for anything. I'm just here to talk about why.
But I,
if you want to talk about poop, that's your own business.
When you were kids, did you ever play with poop?
No.
Did you ever play with your own poop?
No.
Did you ever grab your poop out of your Pampers and
squeeze out of my Pampers?
Yes,
because I remember that.
Not a sponsor.
Ryan, come on! You've been honest up till now.
Well, I mean, just the other day.
No,
Bales.
Never.
You were talking about those supplements. I'm gonna cut you off so we can stop talking about poop. Okay.
thank you.
Let me ask one last question, and I'll stop with the poop.
No, you won't.
Have you guys, and you have to be honest, and Bales, you have to
I like how you preface this with, you have to be honest. Like, it's like, oh, shit, all right, well, now I've got to be
honest. I want only one answer. I want a yes.
Just say yes.
What I'm really trying to say is say yes. Bales, please be honest about this. As Doc and Ryan, you're slipping, but we'll bring you back on. Have you ever, regardless of the situation, in your hands, had human poop?
I am a father, yes.
Right, I have three kids. What do you think?
No, I didn't want you to connect it with a situation. I just wanted the thought.
Yeah, well, then you asked the question poorly.
So.
Bales?
Nope.
Liar. Okay, sorry, Ryan.
Have you ever seen the commercials for the catheters?
Oh, God, looks very painful.
Do you get what they market it like? It's some must-have thing, like that people just want to carry around with them.
The personal catheter.
Yeah. How does that work? I mean,
poorly.
I mean, it sounds like it's just like a quick plug-and-play thing.
Now, before with the butt chugging, my butt was burning. Now the front's starting to burn. That we're talking about that.
My urethra is tingling.
We'll leave you raw on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the mental shivers on that one. No,
it's one thing to give yourself insulin shots. It's another to throw a fishing line down your dick hole.
Oh!
I'm going to ask you this. On
but the they're like, they're so happy that they have their catheters.
Well, if you needed to piss that bad, I would do anything too. I would imagine what else, what recourse do you have?
I want to ask you this on the cuffs of the
hat. Oh, here we go.
When you're taking a shower.
No.
just let's go through this together.
The answer is no.
Together.
When you're in the shower, have you ever, as you're buttering yourself up with just with soap or whatever, and you accidentally get some on your pecker, and then you feel, and then it stings, and then it stings, and you feel like peeing, and when you pee, it's even worse than when it stung the first time because the soap
accidentally got in. Get some soap on my pecker? I don't accidentally get soap on my pecker.
I usually get it on purpose. Every time I go in the shower, I get
you
soap.
Like, so you like the sting?
No, we wash our pecker.
No, I just like to. I just like to dip my gens in hot soapy water at least once a day.
Wait, yours burns when you wash it?
Yeah, it must if you get soap on it by accident.
You've never had soap on the tip of your pecker.
Yes, every day.
Get in.
At least once every day.
Well, maybe you're using the wrong shampoo.
Maybe you're using
the wrong shampoo. What are you using?
Maybe you should try to get it on their purpose every day.
Just washing it with like extra strength Head and Shoulders.
Like Ajax. I was just going to say the Ajax. He's got the Ajax.
See, you guys.
Bar top cleaner. It's that can my grandmother had above the sink. Bar top gives Baraxo.
You're putting the cards too close to your chest and you're not expressing yourselves the way you should.
The majesty.
So you have had this happen.
Yes. This, I will affirm that I've had soap get in there, and then at the same time, have you ever? Okay, have
just
you ever
on like a daily thing, or after like marathon sex?
No,
after like multiple sessions, because then yeah, I can see some like burning. You've been working that thing out. You've been throwing a little guy in a cave and making him do push-ups several times a day.
So you've had soap get in there and it burns, or does it burn without soaping it?
I don't think I've ever had soap burn my pecker.
You've never had the sting feel? Maybe burn is the wrong, like a sting because the soap gets in there.
Are you sure you don't have a venereal disease? Have you been checked out?
You just told me that you have had burn.
I've had some rawness after like,
what does that mean?
After you've had sex like 10 plus times in a day. And you're
on the outside?
Having sex outside? What are we talking about?
I don't know, right. But I'm not. The target market for this conversation.
You guys have never had. You've never had soap in your pecker, and it sting when you pee.
No.
You guys don't have peckers.
You're talking about getting it in. Are you like shoving it down there with a Q-tip, like you're loading a freaking black powder muzzle loader?
He's got. He pulls out the axle stick.
Right.
Got to pack that wad all the way down in there, soldier. It'll breach in the barrel.
Okay. Have you ever dropped the soap in the shower? I do not want any extra information. I just want a yes or a no. Have you ever dropped the soap? Bales, have you ever dropped the soap? Quickly.
Yes.
Doc?
Of course.
Okay. Ryan?
Sometimes I do it on purpose.
Have you ever dropped the soap, Ryan? Just tell us.
Yes.
See? That's what I'm talking about. And you guys are complaining about me. I've never dropped the soap. Next.
I'll never forget the night Doc dropped the soap.
Well, that screws everything up.
It was magical.
Yeah, it was what it was.
Still didn't burn afterwards.
No, burnt for me. All right, so you ready, Eloy, for the other thing you told me to write on the board? If we can stop talking about body parts for a minute.
I didn't start this, dude.
You did. You always start it. You're a filthy mind. You have a filthy mind. You like to talk about poo and pee way too much. Well, anyway, okay, here's the other topic. It was third nipples.
Oh, like Chandler?
Or like, I don't know. It came up, and Eloy goes, Doc, like, Doc. Like, I was Chandler's,
and he goes, Chandler's nubbin.
Yeah, Doc, what? My third nipple on the dry erase board. I said, okay, and that was it. We talked about something else. So,
okay. I swear to you,
what
I
about it?
I hope this episode is named Third Nipple, and something other, just Third Nipple.
And the Krusty Fortress.
So, do you have one?
No.
Yeah, the superfluous, like Krusty the Clown. Krusty the Clown had the superfluous third nipple.
Why do men have nipples, though? There's no need for that.
My kid just asked me that the other day.
Well, there's no function for it. Think about it.
How weird would you look if you didn't have nipples?
I mean, there have been stories of men producing milk. Have you heard of that, Bales?
Has there ever been a case of a man cosmetically having his nipples removed?
I'm going to type that in right now.
I think there is. There's people that try to look like Ken dolls.
Ooh.
I mean, you know.
Bales is intrigued.
The artist Karim Brumjirar is selling his nipples after having them. What?
Oh. What kind of money do you get for nipples?
Check it out. Teenage artist removes his nipples and belly button.
Okay, what kind of money are we talking here?
Holy smoke.
How do you remove your belly button? Do you remove it or do you cover it up with like more skin?
It's like a spackle situation, I think. You just start filling it from the back in layers.
You cut it out with one of those decors for tomatoes.
it's the thing that takes the center out of pineapple.
Yeah.
Dude, you do not want to type that and press the images.
I don't.
That's why I had you do it.
What did you type in there, Eloy? Let's talk about Eloy's search field there.
No, dude, that's just, I can't.
Well, Eloy, tell everybody listening what you typed in so they can play along at home. Play Scratched at Home.
Man removes his nipples.
Ooh, that
Don't type that in.
And Eloy, I think when the aliens were making the clones, it was just easier for them to have like one model and then they just tweak it.
Yeah, they can just inflate the females.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, we'll just give them all nipples, and they don't need to use theirs, and we'll inflate.
Man, that made me sick for some reason. I shouldn't even forgive me. Let's move to another top because that was horrible, dude.
Oh, we have gone too far on the internet. Eloy has found the end of the internet, folks.
Yeah, that's too much, dude. A human with no
He has seen enough to know that he has seen too much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't like, so you know, normal functions are okay. But like alterations of such great drastic thing, it's kind of tough. So yeah.
So are you craving a butterscotch right about now?
Oh, no, man. No.
Need help getting it open?
It really got me queasy. Just